We should start with the basic linear subspace concept. For example, we say a set of vectors of x1, x2, and xk, a linear combination. If the summation with certain scalars offers. This is quite standard, and we also denote the set of the subspace spanned by the set of vectors as span of x1 to xk. And we say a set of vectors are linearly dependent. If there's a set of numbers that not all of them zero, at least some of them not zero, so that when the linear combination is zero, if that does not hold for any alpha, then we say they are linearly independent. In other words, if the only scalars that make the linear combination equal to zero are the zero coefficients, then they are called linearly independent. We also use the fact of, we say a basis of vectors, a set of vectors, a basis of vectors, if they are linearly independent, and they also span the subspace. We say that a set of vectors are mutually orthogonal if each vector, except of course itself, are orthogonal, in other words, xi transpose or x star multiply xj equal to zero. And they are called orthonormal if the product is actually equal to 1 if I equal to j, or equal to 0 for I not equal to j. In a real case, when all the vectors are real, we call it, say, orthogonal. Orthogonal complement of subspace is denoted by a set of vectors, or actually a set of subspaces, so that each vector y in this subspace is orthogonal to the vector in another space, x. So that's like x, y star, x equals 0.